And they was back on the back porch around there. They was talking, you know, telling Barry Taylor. I just got up and got me a bed sheet. I went around the house this way, and the old smokehouse is sitting back there. It's tore down though now. I went around it, and I pulled that sheet over my head, and I was hunkered way over. And I was coming from a lot towards your house, you know. And nigger boy, he worked here, and the old house stood right over there where he lived. And he was out there telling some big old yarn, and he's sitting on the doorsteps. He seen me coming, that bubbling up and down, you know, that white sheet.
He thought you were.
He said, look yonder, Lord have mercy. He said, Lord, they got up and they hit for the kitchen door. There's about a half a dozen of them trying to get in there at one time. One of my boys, Haskell, he was sitting there on the porch, and he said he thought it was me all the time. He just dropped off of the porch there on the ground, you know. And they all run in the house. I just checked the sheet off them, rolled it up, and stuck it on the marmot. What the world wrong with you kids? And they began to come out of the kitchen door then and tell me what seen. I said, you didn't see nothing, so you better go to bed now. I told them it was me and all, and they kind of got reconciled. And one of my nieces, I come in on the porch, and she was sitting there in a chair, and I sat down by her. And actually, that chair was just a trimming, you know, she was scared. So I stayed there and talked to her some little bit, kind of get her nerves settled. Max scared her to death. Well, a while after that, as a lady, and she had one or two little kids. They stayed all night over here. Old man is off somewhere at work, and she stayed all night, and her and my wife sleeping in another room in there. And they was talking. They wouldn't go to sleep. And I was laying there figuring out some way to scare them, you know, get them to go to sleep. And it was getting late. Anyhow, I got up and slept.
How late was it?
Huh?
How late was
it? I don't know. I imagine it was between 11 and 12 o'clock. And I slipped my clothes on. And I didn't know then what I was going to do, but I eased the door open and heard my wife say, that door come open in yonder. And I eased back to the bed and says, call me. That second time to call, what do you want? That front door come open. Oh, get up and close it. It's not a bothering me. There ain't nothing coming in nohow. Go on to sleep and let me go to sleep. I just eased on out. And as when was using stove wood, you know, for a stove in the kitchen to cook with. Some of the kids some way had or a stick of stove wood had got around here at the front doorsteps, and I stepped on that thing, that barefooted. And I just reached down, picked it up, and threw it over the house. And it hit on that room just over him. God, that thought that if somebody hit the door. And you told him about squalling out in there, and I told him, I run back in the room then.